Cause who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip hop. To the beat, y'all.
Writing in my book of rhymes all the words past the march. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Hippity skippity hip hop mixtape reviews. It's your boy Jazz Wanna Supply. We're in the building right now with all of the good talk about hip hop. All the way to the right, we got.
Hey, what up, y'all? This is KO, BBCRadio.com. Be sure to check us out at the website also, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. Listen, share, and comment.
Yo, all the way to the left, we have.
Yeah, it's your boy DJ Pill, man. You already know, download the BBC app. Listen, share, and comment.
Yeah, it does sound crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what it is.
It's these crazy new microphones and the fact that we have a really airy room.
Word.
So y'all keep it locked. Hip Hop Mixtape Reviews, BBCRadio.com. We're back with more hotness. Just a second. Shit's buttery. Barry.
Yeah. I used to cook it by the stove. Rocking the right roll. Green money that'll fold. Crack cells explode. I was told. Hoes exposed. Stay on their toes. Drug dealer money froze. Stash right in his nose. Shot friends that was froze. Cross the street cold. Opportunist. Yeah, whip cool, but ain't the newest. Dropped out of school, but knew I should have pursued this. Action affirmative. Observative. You verse me, that's cool. We call it murder biz. So tell them what it's supposed to be. You can't front on me, gripping on rosary. Yeah, you see our accents is backed off. We back
off. Yeah, we back in the building. Hip Hop Mixtape Reviews, VVCRadio.com. So, yo, give me initial impressions. This Noriega, Drunk Uncle, we in the building. What's going on?
Well, yeah, I've always liked Nori, even when it was him and Capone, you know, with the War Report. And even when he went solo, you know, Super Thug, and just, you know, as a solo artist really came through, and he's been on from one label to another. This is his 7th album, and he's trying to get back to, he's trying to do a Nori part 2. I know you got this thing about them doing sequels out. I don't know.
That should not be touched, personally. That's just my opinion.
But, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, Nori's cool. I mean, I always liked him as an MC. I mean, he's just, his flow is just all over the place. It is just wild and wildness. And Drunk Uncle's certainly no exception. So yeah, that's what I thought about.
All right, Pill.
I guess I was a little excited, you know, to hear the OG Nori come out of nowhere,
emerged.
Same thing.
No, it's completely separate.
It's completely different. You're right. He came out of anywhere, out of nowhere, out of the abyss. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so I guess I was a bit excited. You know, and then we were watching him on Breakfast Club the other day, which was pretty dope. And that's about it.
Word, you know, shout out to my nigga Ed. So anyway, so. In my opinion, I saw, Nori on the Breakfast Club. This shit was funny as hell. I was excited to, you know what I mean, get into a project and listen to it. I unfortunately didn't get an opportunity to actually get into it the way I wanted to. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm definitely going to be here to support my homies. Man, we're going to make it happen. Y'all keep it locked. Hip Hop Mixtape Reviews, VVCRadio.com. But anyway, I'm going to play y'all a couple of seconds of the Buckets featuring Manolo Rose, and then we'll be right back. Hip Hop Mixtape Reviews, VVCRadio.com.
Bucket. Showing out on the couches like fuck it. Fuck it. Celebrate like it's my birthday. Pretty ladies to the section if you're Thursday. We don't do the line, we do the bucket. We don't do the line, we do the bucket. You can keep the smokers, bring the bottles. You can keep the smokers, bring the bottles. Celebrate like it's my birthday. Pretty ladies to my section if you're Thursday. We don't do the line, we do the bucket. Showing out on the couches like fuck it.
Come here, baby girl, let's talk, gotta link up. Wintertime in New York, I'm probably minked up. Maserati like John Gotti, let's link up. I wish Jinx was alive, I pick Jinx up. OG, smoke OG in my city. Even when it get foul.
Alright. Highs and lows on the project, yo. KO, won't you kick it off?
My highs was a track called Want Me Dead featuring T-Pain. I like the skit called Food Stamp. Food stamps. It was like give me the shrimp cocktail, and this. Do you take food stamps? He says all these special foods. He's like, you got you know, it's funny.
You gotta do what you gotta do, man.
And Moments. Moments, he talks a lot about how hip hop has changed, how he's changed in the game, and how he's changed as a person. I did like that. And another track was Slime Season, featuring A$AP Ferg and Sangreal. I think that's his name, Sangreal. Or Sangreal. I might be saying his name
Whatever wrong. God told him his name was.
You,
I'll just go with that.
No lows. Altogether, like I said, this is the first full Norway track. No, I'm sorry, Norway album that I've actually really heard, other than the one he put out back in '97. And then the Capone Noriega.
What?
Then the War Report. Then the War. Oh, sorry, the War Report 2 he did with Capone. I think it's a pretty good album.
Yeah, you missed out on some classic hip hop.
Right, I mean, there. I've heard the tracks. I haven't been. I don't always get into whole albums, but I do recognize the work of an artist. And like I said, Nori's cool, man. I mean, his flow has changed a little bit. It's not as ferocious as it used to be, but it's still cool to him again. Still cool.
Or DJ Pell.
Yeah, I'm going to say his lyricism was on point. I'm going to actually say my actual favorite track was We Don't, you know, the Rick Ross, Ty Dolla $ign. Who else was on this track? A nigga named City Boy, I guess. City Boy D.
Yeah,
I don't know what that nigga is, but I hated I hated the fact that this mixtape was saturated with skits all the way through this motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with that.
It was way too long, 23 tracks. Well, you know, it irritated the hell out of me. But I guess the only skit that I really did enjoy was the Drunk Uncle skit, which actually went with the project.
Yeah,
I would say.
Yeah.
Other than that. That's it. That's what I'm saying. That's it.
You know, this was purely a political move, man. I think Nori's got a television show that's about to launch. You know what I mean? He's got a bunch of different ventures business-wise that are going on. And, you know, sometimes you got to show niggas that you still got connections. So, like, yeah, you got Pharrell. So you didn't get no beat from Pharrell. You didn't get no performance from Pharrell. But
you just talked about the past. That's all you did.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got Amber Rose doing no records, but you got her showing you some love. It was
saturated. And that's another thing. It was just saturated with features. Like,
word. I mean, he's got dope features on there. From T-Pain to Jadakiss to, you know what I mean, Manolo Rose. He got a killer Mike feature.
Yeah, right.
You know, a Rick Ross feature, a Dave East feature, right. An A$AP Ferg. So it's not like he's not pulling out the big guns and shit. The other thing I was like, man, this is crazy. The production sounded a little bit dated. You know what I'm saying? I definitely agree. I'm not really down with all of the skits. You know, the artwork was hilarious to me. You know, as an overall connoisseur of hip-hop, I'm going to respect the homie for, you know, putting together some projects, but... Come on, man. We know this was a lackluster attempt. This was a cash grab right now. You know, get you a couple of the dollars so you can do what you got to do. But, you know what I'm saying? I do know that he still loves hip-hop. I know he likes, you know, getting out here doing these projects and doing these runs and being independent. But, you know, it is what it is. We're going to come right back and we're going to break this between 1 and 5 mics. Y'all keep it like hip-hop mixtape reviews, bbcradio.com. That little bitch on Adams. Yeah. You ain't got to ask, I'm smashing. Smash. You ain't got to ask for them brawling. Everything I ride in foreign. What? Got a little bitch that's foreign. What? Fuck my other bitch, she boring. My gold 24 carat. If it ain't a nigga, won't wear it. Tell her where your own weed, I ain't share it. And tell her bitch, nigga, stop staring. Cause we don't fuck with them niggas. 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 Alright, Hip Hop Mixtape Reviews, VVCRadio.com. We're back in the building. So, alright, yo, lyrics between 1 and 5, Mike. KO, let's go.
2.5.
Alright, Pill.
I'm gonna say 3.5.
Wow. Alright, let's talk about the production between 1 and 5, Mike. Pill.
I'm gonna say 3.5.
KO.
I say 3.
Alright, let's talk about the flow of the project. How one song flows into the next in relation to the whole project. Pill.
I'd say 2.
Alright, KO.
3.
Yeah, he enjoyed the sketch. You didn't enjoy the sketch. See, it all comes together. So, alright, let's talk about the artwork on the project. How it relates to the music. Pill.
I say 4 mics.
Cool. KO.
Yeah, 1. Cause
yeah, we know it came from
but the replacements of the faces and it don't look right. It just look all Just jacked up. Might as well have done with another cover. It just don't look right. That's all.
Okay. So anyway, the overall project between 1 and 5 mics, Pill.
I give it a 3.
Yeah,
that's
a 3.
KO.
I give it a 3.
All right. Hey, so is this hip hop?
Damn.
No. Half and half.
Yeah. Yeah. Half and half. I would say that.
All right. Does this have any replay value on a personal level?
No.
Yeah, for me.
For you, it does?
Yeah, for me, it does.
Okay. Pill.
No.
None at all?
None at all.
Damn. That's cold, G. That's real cold. All right, man. Y'all drop your opinions down in the comment section. Let us know how you feel about everything. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all for tuning in. We'll check y'all next time. Keep it like Hip Hop Mixtape Reviews. Peace. Peace.